10 of my Audiomo Audio Boo series about broadband in Ireland. Now I need to make a correction. I wrote about this on the blog and I actually noticed it for myself a couple of days ago. I've been talking on and off about megabytes download speeds and megabyte upload speeds and whatnot, and of course that's wrong. It's megabits. Bits being smaller than bytes, and I think commonly it is that 8 bits make up a byte, although I've read that that isn't strictly speaking true, and that's quite a simplistic way of putting it, and that it can be apparatus dependent on how many bits make up a byte. But I think we can agree that a byte consists of several bits, so therefore it's not megabytes that I'm talking about, it is megabits that I'm talking about. Presumably megabyte upload and download speeds would be much faster because they would be carrying more data. I don't know. But let's get that straight. So my apologies for any confusion caused. Thank you to the people who've pointed that out. It was something I've been aware of, but it is sloppy journalism, if you can call this series of audio booze journalism. Anyway, today's topic, I'm going to look at one of Aircom's competitors very quickly, UPC. Now, UPC is a Europe and US company. They have headquarters in Amsterdam, and there's headquarters in somewhere in America as well. And they operate in several European countries, Ireland being one of them. And here they provide television service, phone, and of course broadband, which is what we're going to look at. Now, UPC, being a young company, I think they entered the market here in 2005, or the end of 2005. So they've been around 6-7 years or so, and you know, they're getting their market share. And of course, what they're doing is they're providing very high-speed broadband via cable delivery of broadband. And their speeds are far in excess of what Aircom provides at the moment. I think Aircom's top speed is probably half of UPC's slowest speed. UPC's slowest speed, download speed, is 50 megabits per second, and its highest download speed is 150 megabits per second, which is quite remarkable compared to the 1.75 megabits that I measured today for my own broadband. It is very fast. It is proper broadband. So, but what is also interesting is that UPC's lowest upload speed is 5 megabits per second. Now, upload speeds typically are much slower than the download speeds. If you think that you've got 50 megabits download, will also come with 5 megabits upload. If you go up a step in UPC's packages, you'll get 100 megabits download and 10 megabits upload, and also with 150 megabits download package, you get 10 megabits upload as well. Now, those numbers are significant because even the lowest of those numbers, 5 megabits download, is almost three times faster than my download speed. So, you know, and I mean, that's worth underlining if you can do such a thing in Audio Boo. So UPC's UPC's slowest upload speed, typically much slower than a download speed, but UPC's lowest upload speed is three times faster than my download speed. So, obviously achieved because UPC has cable delivery, whereas I'm dependent on the telephone network, the antiquated, aging telephone network here in Ireland. Now, UPC is typically operates in the high-density population areas. I know it's available in Dublin. I think it's available in parts of Cork. Certainly, it's not available 200 yards away from the boundary of Cork City and County. And I had a look on UPC's website because you can actually key in your address and find out whether there is broadband or whether they provide broadband in your area. Now, my address is Lotamore Glanmire, County Cork, Ireland. And I think the postman is clairvoyant because from day one we were receiving our post. Lotamore is actually on the other side of the hill from where I live, and Glanmire, the village, well, yes, I'm technically part of Glanmire, but we're on the very fringe of Glanmire. My road is actually the Old Yule Road, and I have once seen that there was a house number, but typically the address given is Lotamore, Glanmire, County Cork, Ireland, and that is what the postman uses to find me. And, you know, if you want to send me a Christmas gift, I'd love it. There you are, there's my address. But it makes it very hard then when you key in to a search function on UPC's website to actually get a sensible overview of whether or not you can get their high-speed broadband here. I doubt it. I mean, it came up with an error message. I also keyed in a proper address, if you like, of a friend's house, which is in an estate, I'd say a quarter of a mile away, and that came up blank as well, so that clearly isn't in there in UPC's register, in their directory. Sorry, in their database, that's the word I'm trying to say. You'll have to forgive me, I'm a bit tired today. So, great, yes, you can get super high speeds in Ireland of 150 megabits. I almost did it again. Megabits download. But only in certain areas of the country. Now, you can't blame UPC for not rolling it out nationwide. I'm sure that laying cables, fibre optic cables, across the nation into the darkest nooks and crannies and furthest recesses of the nation is quite an expensive undertaking. And of course, if you're a business, you're only going to make the investment if you know you're going to get the return on that investment. And let's be fair to Aircom, the same would apply to Aircom. Why would Aircom be bothered to upgrade the ageing, decrepit telephone system network that most of us rely on in this area, certainly, and in other parts of the nation as well, for our broadband, if they're not going to get the return on the investment? You know, they're not government owned, they're not state owned, so they're not going to, they're going to look at their balance sheet, aren't they? They're going to see what's best for the shareholders. There is no long term altruistic help the nation kind of thinking going on at these companies. It is purely about their bottom line. And, you know, let's face it, that's what capitalism is about, so who can blame them? Government might be able to say, look, you have to do this, but that's going to be tough. And as everybody knows, in the world, Ireland is bankrupt. And we are facing yet another austerity budget coming up very soon, in a couple of weeks' time. And that's going to take out, according to some commentators, another 3.5 billion euros out of the Irish economy. Now, the Irish economy is a small economy. You know, this is, in terms of population, a small country. So 3.5 billion again out of the economy in terms of spending cuts and tax increases, is going to hurt, and the government doesn't have the money to spend, so it can't set money aside to roll out high-speed broadband across Ireland. Or can it? Has it maybe set money aside? Well, we'll find out. We will look at the National Broadband Plan later in this series of audio booze, and we'll look at we'll look at money. We'll look at what's been set aside, maybe. Anyway, that was just a quick look at UPC. You can get super high-speed broadband here in Ireland right now, but it depends where you are. Thanks for listening.